Hello, welcome to today's Lamplighter. Glad that you've joined us. You probably heard of the ministry In His Hands. We've talked about it a lot. An absolutely fantastic ministry, and I hope you learn a little bit more about what's going on. The director, Michelle McGowan, is with us, as well as Darren Dowdy. And Michelle, I'm going to start with you. Tell us again what In His Hands ministry is.
A ministry that helps orphans left behind. We also promote adoption, and we also help women in crisis pregnancies and the babies. Many of them have been placed for adoption, but we have projects going in several different parts of the world. We help right here in the U.S. too with kids in foster care, and we have an orphan care community in Haiti. And then we have quite a few projects that we've been involved with in China as well.
You strategically got involved in many different areas, all having to do with bringing children into the world and raising them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And we want to talk a little bit more about that. Your China ministry is wonderful. I'm amazed at your Haiti ministry. And Michelle, I understand you're going to be trying to do more things here locally in Illinois. But you have a banquet coming up. Right. What is the banquet? What is that all about?
That is an event that will be held in Effingham at Christ Church on Friday, February 24th. And there will be a dinner, testimonies, and entertainment. People will learn more about what we do, how they can get involved. They'll learn about our mission trips that we have to Haiti and China, and they will learn how they can help these children left behind.
Okay, now briefly, Christ Church, February the 24th, you're looking for people to come who may want to personally participate in missions, possibly be involved in sponsoring children, maybe actually being involved with foster care, or more importantly, adoption of children.
Yes, we have people of all different ages that are involved. People can help in a variety of ways. They don't even have to be thinking about adoption at all. We have teenagers that volunteer, we have retired people, and all kinds of people in between, because there is a way that everybody can help orphans somehow.
Yes, and I'm thrilled when I find out that you your efforts are for the child, for the mother, and when there is adoption involved, you work hard to get those children into Christian homes, don't you?
Yes, we do, and we actually are also fundraising right now to have a maternity home for women in crisis pregnancies
this
as well.
Just absolutely wonderful in every way. I want to turn briefly to our friend here. Darren, you've been with us before, and you've come and talked about this. You've been on the other end of this. You guys have adopted. Tell us what's going on in your world.
Yeah, my wife and I, we've adopted two girls from China, Lily and Lainey, and they are 9 and 8 right now. And 2 summers ago, my son and I went on the mission trip to China with In His Hands and went to a couple orphanages. And here, February 4th through the 11th, I got a group of guys going, and we're going down to Haiti to help on the construction of our guest house at our Haiti project.
This is also wonderful what you're doing, because this is turning into quite a complex. Real briefly, what all is being built in Haiti? What are you doing?
Well, we've got duplexes that we're building, and that's where the orphans will stay. There'll be one side for boys, one side for girls. We've got a pavilion that's built. The big picture for it is, you know, on days when the weather's not good, the kids can learn there and play there. And then we're going to hopefully do training for adults there, you know, try to rebuild the family. We've got the missionaries that live there, Sam and Jessica, their house is built. So we're in the middle of the major construction portion down at Haiti right now.
Michelle, what you're doing in Haiti is to stop some of the worst and get a place for our true orphans. And you're also trying, what Darren was saying, get them back into a family environment if there is something stable to go to. But that requires training and aid, doesn't it?
Right. Well, we currently have 23 orphans living at In His Hands Haiti. And then we have an orphan prevention program. We've had many parents that have shown up that are so poor that they can't take care of their kids. They can't feed their children. Yes, and we don't think that anyone should have to give up their children because of poverty. So we have microfinance loans and help these people to start small businesses and we give them food for a few days if they have nothing to eat and help them get their business going so that they can keep their children and
isn't that something? And so what kind of businesses might they get into?
Well, we have a variety of businesses. Some of them have been food stands. There is a one gentleman who has a movie business. He opened up this little building, and people come in every night. He shows movies. And
oh, really?
Yes.
It's, a theater.
It's pretty neat how that has happened, and he's made a pretty successful business. People are really excited about that. And then we have a variety of women that are selling cosmetics, sheets, towels, making different things with their hands.
The average person that gets involved with some of these micro loans, how much income will they produce? Can they sustain their lifestyle down in Haiti with these businesses?
Yes, and depending on what they do, you know, different businesses are making more money than others. But with one of these businesses, they can make enough to feed their children and send them to school.
Isn't that amazing? And when we say microloans, we must be talking about $600 or dollars or less.
Yes. I think that the average loan is only about $200 to $300.
Isn't that something? Oh, it should make us, first of all, it should make us be grateful for what we have and realize what America is. And then realize it doesn't take much for us to help some of the poorest of the poor.
Absolutely. You can change a person's life
and
without
a family,
hardly any money.
And even a community, and that's what you're doing.
Absolutely.
So we've talked briefly about Haiti. China is a little different. What goes on with your ministry with China?
Well, we have had quite a few different programs there. We've been involved with several different orphanages to help them to improve their conditions, heating the orphanages, providing wheelchairs and different equipment for kids with special needs, because there are so many children with special needs in the orphanages. Now, a project that we are raising money for is there's a huge need for kids that have aged out of orphanages. A lot of children, when they turn 14 in China, are booted out on the street.
So when you say age out, they're just too old, and I'm sure they have a terrible life after that. In some cases,
if you can only imagine being 14 years old and no skills, and told that you're going to have to leave. These children can't take care of themselves.
They have no idea.
No idea at all what to do, where to go. Girls are frequently forced into prostitution. It's terrible. And the boys and girls, many of them end up in sweatshops where they'll never be able to leave because they make like 10 cents an hour and will never be able to take care of themselves. So God's just laid it on my heart for the past few years that we need to have a home for these aged out kids so that we can train them in skills, help them to get a job so that they will be able to take care of themselves once they leave.
So effective and so important.
So we will do that, as well as we also learned about these children with this blood disorder called thalassemia, which is common in Asian people. And these children have to have a blood transfusion every 3 to 4 weeks in order to survive. And in the orphanages in China, there are many children dying from thalassemia at the age of 5. If a person in the U.S. has thalassemia, they get the care that they need. And the average age is 65 when they die. So these children should not be dying. And we actually have a relationship with St. Jude's, and they are going to work with us on this. We're going to have this building for the aged out kids.
You're the top of the line.
And the thalassemia children will be staying together. We're going to have people working there that will take care of the kids, and then they'll get the training, like I said, that they need. And the children that need the transfusions, they'll get the care that they need, and they will receive the transfusions from this program that we'll be working with St. Jude's on.
I know we have many listeners who can participate at some level, even the smallest amount of just sending support to In His Hands. If that's all they can do and they can't come to your banquet, how can people be a part of supporting In His Hands? Do you have a website? Or?
Yes, we do. It's inhishandsorphans.org.
All right. In His Hands, plural.
Yes.
Orphans, plural,
.org. Or they can call us at 217-381-6006.
All right. 217-381-6006, or to be a supporter and find out more about it, inhishandsorphans.org. And then one more time, this banquet, there'll be entertainment, there'll be education. We'll be finding out about all this and much more. When we come there, we'll be asked to be a part of something. Go to Haiti, maybe support some of these children in China. Some of these Chinese children, you didn't even get into that, come to the U.S. and are adopted, as Darren did.
Yes, there are. We've helped a lot of children, hundreds of children, to be adopted. And my family, actually, we have the youngest three in our home that are adopted. And we are in the process of adopting another child right now. But we've helped many kids like these. With many of them have special needs. Other kids are healthy, but we've helped them to be adopted from different countries as well as right here in the U.S.
Oh, this is so basic. This is so fundamental. This is so important to the family and how Christians can be involved. Inhishandsorphans.org. If you can be a part of the banquet, they buy tickets for the banquet?
Yes, they can. If they want to support the event and be a sponsor, they can do that, or they can buy individual seats, or they can get a table with their friends, and they can get all that information at the website, inhishandsorphans.org.
For February the 24th, give them a call, go online, and see what you can do to be a part of a child's life and make an eternal difference. Michelle McGowan from In His Hands and Darren Doty, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dick.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us on The Lamplighter.